Well, these predators, Philip, these scumbag predators, who they are, they tend to... Why is it, like, for example, in the last couple months, they have been released from jail, they don't register, and all of a sudden they end up picking up a child and they've killed them? And
this is a question, and if I may...
I don't think they can be cured.
Basically... What I found out was the truth, and the truth is this. These individuals, these sexual predators, are highly motivated, highly driven. Their sunrise and their sunset is one thing, the molestation of children. They don't want anything else. They seek out employment that brings them into contact with children. We know that for a fact. Boy Scouts, masters, school bus drivers, janitors in schools, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Always when these individuals are caught, and they're very hard to catch, by the way, and they go to jail, when they get out, in jail, by the way, there is no therapy as such, and sexual predators cannot be cured. You cannot cure a rapist. That's the truth. There are social do-gooders that try to say that they can be cured, that they can be helped. It's a bunch of baloney. What we need to do, what we have to do, is always err on the side of the child. These individuals, once they rape a child, they have to be treated like the piranha they are. Yes, we would like to see them back in society as fruitful members of society, but until that day comes that we know that they're not going to harm children, they have to be, they really, really have to be under lock and key. If when they do their time, they get out of jail, which is what's happening, most recently we have Joseph Edward Duncan in Idaho. You know who I'm talking about?
No.
Well, this is the individual, as an example of a sexual predator just released from jail. This is the guy that killed the three adults and took the two children.
Okay, all right. I know the case, not the name.
Okay, for your listeners' benefit, this is an individual that was a chronic sexual predator of children. Mind you, we're talking about children, prepubescent children. He did some time in jail. He got out, and what he learned in jail, unfortunately, what they all learn in jail, is to kill the victim, to not leave somebody behind that can tell what was done to them. I'm not saying this to be dramatic. I'm saying this because it's the truth. All jail is a college on refining and being better at what the crime is. This individual saw a child. He wanted a 10-year-old girl. She had a 9-year-old brother. He stalked the house for 3 days. Again, for your listeners' benefit, he attacked the three adults. He killed two males, and he killed one was a football player. He killed the mother. He took the two children, repeatedly raped them over a period of days. He murdered the 9-year-old boy after repeatedly sodomizing him, and he terrorized that child, repeatedly raped her, and he felt so confident and so sure that he had her brainwashed, he took her into restaurants. Now, this is the whole point. Thank God the media did not give up on this. It was the media that was the hero here.
Why?
They kept showing that little girl's photograph. They made sure it was the lead-off story. Law enforcement did what they could, but there's only so much law enforcement could do. It's the media, it's people that write books, it's people that make movies that have to get involved in exposing the truth about what's going on. Getting back to this particular case, a waitress, it was 1 o'clock in the morning, he walked into a luncheonette, a waitress spotted the child, recognized the child from seeing her photo on the media, the police were summoned and he was arrested.
And the kid wasn't trying to get away or anything like that?
He had a brainwash. Yeah, that's the whole
point. Is it that easy to brainwash a child that fast?
Well, children are exceedingly malleable. God knows.
Maybe she was petrified. I don't know.
God only knows what he did to her, how he tortured her, how he... And she sat there like a meek lamb.
Could have killed her brother in front of her. Who knows what?
He did. No, not... He did. She told told the authorities he molested the brother in front of her, he killed the brother in front of her, and to think of a child experiencing that, he turned her into a robot. Now, God only knows what she's going to end up like. This child needs a lot of therapy and a lot of love. She needs one-on-one therapy. She needs group therapy. She needs to be with age contemporaries who went through. No one went through what she went through, but went through molestation situations, so she gets to understand that it's not only her that this happened to. In any event, the point was this, you used the word, and it was a very appropriate word, this scumbag should have had an ankle bracelet. Right now, Martha Stewart is walking around with an ankle bracelet, so law enforcement knows where she is at all times.
Should have been castrated, to tell you the truth.
Well, of course, but at the very least, society should understand that these guys, when they get out of jail, they are not only still a danger, they're much more dangerous because jail makes them angry and bitter. If they go in with fangs an inch long, they come out with fangs 3 inches long.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And he had no ankle bracelet on his leg, and he should have. All sex offenders, particularly the rapists of children, when they get out of prison, they have to wear these for life. So law enforcement always knows where they are. We had a very similar case down in Florida where...
Do these things work, Philip? I mean, technologically,
oh,
they really work? Okay.
Oh, they really work.
Tell me
it's
how,
all electronic.
All right, tell me how they do work. What exactly is this
bracelet? Essentially, it's a homing device that's bolted and cannot be removed to the ankle. And they can shower with it, they can sleep with it, they become used to it. Like I said, Martha Stewart's wearing one right now, and they know where she is all the time.
Well, she's not going to take off. She's not going to go anywhere. Why does she wear one?
Doesn't society have their priorities slightly backwards when a white-collar criminal, any white-collar criminal, has to wear an ankle bracelet and rapists of children do not? That is an absolute...
It doesn't make any
sense. I don't
want
to say the word, but boy, do I want to say it, outrage. And this is, now, there's so many people out there, write your congressmen, write your senators, demand on the state and federal level that all sexual predators be mandated to wear these ankle bracelets until the day they die.
Now, let me ask you this, Philip. These sexual predators who go to jail, you know, I've been a proponent for years for the death penalty. You know, I think if a person takes a life in a first degree murder crime, they gotta go. I've pushed it a little bit more where, I really would like to see beyond a shadow of a doubt, beyond a jury here convicting this person, I want to see definitive DNA evidence in the conviction for a death penalty because I want to rule out the possibility that we're not killing someone who really didn't commit the crime. And that's happened. Illinois had a whole handful of people.
Unbelievable.
Okay?
Yeah.
So there's that possibility. With a sexual predator, how difficult is it to prove that they indeed did this? My question is, are there people who've been convicted of being these sexual predators to kids, and maybe they didn't do it?
Of course. The system is not foolproof, and that does happen. But with the way you just said it, DNA, semen, these things are used now to prove conclusively that the individual is responsible. And most often, you must understand, your listeners must understand that these are predators. They abuse and abuse and abuse and abuse. Recently, a raper of children was arrested. He had a diary, and he entered 3,000 different children he abused over a 30-year period.
No, yeah.
All these people think about is molestation of children. For them, it is food, it is oxygen, it is air. They're obsessed with that.